Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a all around me,
can you say one more time, be a man, say,
be a man, all around me,
I see you there, I see you. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battle,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
I all
about me
every day.
Yeah.
This is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps, let them stumble in
again.
Yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battles,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
Lord,
hey, 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 hey.
Sometimes the way gets so rough, y'all, and the nights are so long, in my hour of weakness, that old enemy trying to steal my soul.
You might as well get your dance on. Come on. Be a prince
turn.
Say. Cause I need protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
Along the
protection.
Protect. A protection.
Protect.
A protection.
Protect.
Along the
Fortress,
a strong tower,
a
protection, all of the way, my refuge,
my family,
my family, all of the way, protection,
my sovereign,
protection, all of the way,
my family,
my children,
my brother,
all of the way. Make some noise in this place. Bring it up. Yeah. Protection.
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 All of the way.
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 Protection.
My family.
Your family. All of the way.
My children.
Your children.
All of the way,
my brother,
my mother,
my father,
all of the way,
my family,
your family,
my father,
be a Christian
now,
you don't for me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender
in his hands. I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. Just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand on you. He has his hands on you. That's a comforting thought. Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, with my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, and we're bringing you the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, the brainstorm and child of none other than author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who also just happens to be the CEO of Raw Links. And if you don't know what Raw Links is, just hit it in the search bar of Facebook, and you'll see some of the most outstanding handmade jewelry you've seen to date. I got mine. You better get yours. Why be average? And you can be raw. Mr. Alonzo, are you there with me?
Of course, sir. Of course. Good evening. How are you doing?
I wasn't sure I opened the mic or not. But I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. No use in complaining.
I wasn't either. I really wasn't.
Oh, man. But, I don't know. I feel kind of, I don't know how I feel about tonight. I know I want to hear a few songs that are near and dear to me. And since I haven't had the button to push for the music, I think I might be able to get it in. But, before we do any of that kind of stuff, we need to bring it in. Prayer, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you agree with me?
Definitely.
Better safe than sorry. Head to tail, I'm gonna flip a coin. To see who's gonna pray at the end.
Sound like you won already.
Wow. You see, you must have been talking to For Real or Van or somebody, because you try and get me before I can get you. Don't believe that stuff they be telling you about me throwing people under the bus. I don't do that. So you don't have to be on the defense all the time.
No,
and that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
They're probably going to disagree. The regular listeners are probably like, you know what? Very familiar with this bus situation.
Yeah, I used to play that song. What was that? The Double Dutch Bus. Remember that from back in the day?
Oh yeah.
I forget who it was. Bill Carter or somebody, like something like that. That did that. That was the John too.
I remember that. Yeah, it was.
You bet. You were about 30 back then.
So now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why this just popped in my head. But I had a friend that fishing about 5 years ago, deep sea fishing. And you know what? I shouldn't even be telling this on air. But we sat out all day and had some beers. We had a good time. Didn't catch nothing. But there was
guy out there that has some real nice sea bass. And we both bought one from him and put them pictures up and took them home and said, we caught them. And he's getting ready to go out of town, so I was supposed to go chill with him yesterday, but something came up with that. But we've been promising each other that we're going to go fishing ever since, and we will actually catch stuff. But I don't think it's going to materialize now because it's starting to get a little chilly. And I ain't going out on no water if it's cold. So. But the reason I brought that up is, you know, I was coming back from Philly 2 nights ago, my daughter-in-law's house, and all of a sudden I just started seeing cop cars with the lights on and the sirens blaring coming from everywhere. I'm saying, what the heck is going on? Did they miss Israel and hit us? I mean, because it was crazy. The two cops had gotten shot. And afterwards, one of them has since passed. But it just got me to thinking, things are just so crazy. These days, you can't postpone things. You can't procrastinate on telling loved ones that you love them. Showing them you love them, just doing a little act of, showing a stranger in the street a little act of kindness, because things have got crazy and tomorrow is definitely not promised. Now, I've known that saying for just been within the last decade that it's really hitting close to home, and it's being realized firsthand. Tomorrow ain't promised. With kids being shot and the violence and the chaos in this world, man. Tell them today. Give them their flowers while they yet live.
Amen.
You know what scared me? At one point, Alonzo, what scared me really bad, I had gone to a friend's funeral. And I knew that some of the family members weren't saved, and then I put myself in their shoes and thought, wow, what if me knowing the truth had not shared it with a family member and they died without having accepted, and I could have circumvented that pot of family. It would drive, it would hurt me to the core.
Oh, man.
So you need to step up the game. If you know Christ, you need to get out there and tell some folks, starting with your family and your loved ones. We've got to really see those examples of the kingdom, because this is the beginning of the beginning of the end. Funny, because I tell people in that I'm past the halfway point. I'm glad I'm going to be going. I don't know if I would have a child these days to bring them into this world knowing what they're about to face. And this is crucial. And I'm going to shut them out. Things are touching. Oh, but anyway, we're supposed to bring it in prayer, wasn't it? We can pick this up after we pray. Okay. Heads or tails?
I mean, you already started. You might as well finish. Not like you.
Ooh, but, you're getting good at that thing. You know that? You hear me? You're getting good at that. You're going to have to do something about
that. I figured you was already on the roll. I figured you was on the roll. Look, I'm sure everybody else on this list is like, you know.
I'm getting ready. Okay, got you. All right, we're. Y'all need to go check out the event page right now, because I'm getting ready to put something on there. It's a proof that I did flip the coin. I still took a picture of it.
That's funny. Oh, I almost want to turn it up one more notch. If you're going to take it to the event page, so like we do almost the sweepstakes. But anyway, let's get back to the script at hand. Most power heads and drama.
What did I tell you off the air earlier about I might have to make me a little road trip. Get the vehicle and just ride the cab.
It ain't my fault. I ain't did nothing.
That's the story, and you're sticking with it, right?
Okay. Show me the footage. Man. Show me the footage.
And I might dispute the video, but let me stop. Okay. Let's put it together. All right. Let's clear our minds for a second, a moment or two, and take off this. Woes and the burdens of the day, and approach the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, humbly, yet boldly, to your throne of mercy, asking for you, asking that you may restore us into right standing. Father, as we begin this platform this evening, just have your way, Lord. We turn the reins over to you. Do with it as you would have us do. You would also set the mercy upon Israel and Palestine and the chaos over there, but not for the innocents of both sides, Lord. Father, we pray for Christians around the world because the foretold prophecy of persecution of the church, definitely give them the strength to endure. Father, we hold up the sick, shut in, those battling disease, illnesses, both physical, Father God, and mental and emotional. Father, we hold up the homeless, Lord, whose numbers seem to be increasing exponentially day by day. Protect them, Lord. Comfort them. Empower them to endure, Father God. And most importantly, Father God, lead them to a door of employment. That's right. Housing, Lord. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Father God, for just being who you are. We pray this in the precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. So how's things going in Cali? Is the chaos there as well?
I mean, I would tell you that you're going to find crime everywhere. But
yeah,
it's not as bad. I can't say it's as bad as Israel, but maybe because we've been through it longer, we're just used to it. But yeah, you can see signs all around you that get ready, get right or get left. You can see signs all the way around you.
Yeah.
But
that's for those that
you know, as
I want to recognize.
Yeah, as I mentioned last week, I was planning on leaving. And everybody that I talked to since then, and like you know, they're glad, and I'm like, you know, how I was telling you that I looked up my name and I was making sure I was living to it. That's one aspect. I felt like we was reliving Moses' situation.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, I know I shouldn't question him, but at the same time, I know it's okay to ask what do you want me to do?
Oh, definitely.
I feel like I should be doing something. I should be reporting to you right now live from downtown. Something. You know, I feel like I need, not per se I be reporting it, but I feel like I need to be in action. Long story short.
Well, you know, if you were supposed to be there now, you would be. you're in the right mode. Just, like you said, not questioning his purpose, but asking what it is that you are to do, learn, or whatever, endure, or whatever the case may be in this season. It doesn't make sense to go into something that you feel is part of your purpose and not know what you're doing. So I don't see anything wrong with asking for discernment to know what it is. Actually, I think that's a good thing because that shows that your obedience, your willingness to obey what it is that you're supposed to do. You know, your faith and your enthusiasm. You know, I mean, yeah, it is all good. Because if you weren't planning on doing it, you wouldn't ask what it was that you're supposed to.
Yeah, and realistic. You know, I was just sitting there thinking, like, thank you for this moment. I always keep saying thanks for the opportunity, but I think it's more because of the moments that I have with these opportunities. Like, when I have these conversations, I connect, you know, with something. And I feel like I need, I can feel the growth within the minutes, you know what I mean? Along the journey. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. So, like, with these conversations, I used to call them verbal jousting because I was always trying to, you know, see who can outwit who or you know, walk away being remembered the most. And today it's just like, you know, time is a ticking. Can't say wasting, but time is a ticking. And so I just want to make sure that I'm not wasting my breath, nobody's time, my time, you know?
Yeah.
Bad enough that I feel like I woke up late with the skills that I had that he possessed me with. But I don't know if I'm making up time or if I'm trying to just, you know, throttle with the pedal to the metal. Because I know time is changing. Things is about to change.
And, you know, it's a difficult decision to make on our own because sometimes slow walking something is more effective and faster than speeding on it. So, and then sometimes you need to pick up the pace. So it's hard to know what gear you're supposed to be in this. But,
right.
And that's why you got to stay prayed up. And if you were saying earlier about when you speak about things like it, feel something. That's because you're speaking things into fruition. It's our life and death by upon the tongue. So speak about these things. You know, leading us to it, adding life to these things, putting things in motion. Just keep on keeping,
right?
Keep on keeping on. You'll lead the way.
Yes, sir. That's one of my elders would say, "Keep waking up. Just keep waking up."
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's right. You know what? Let me see. Wow. Keep waiting. Yeah. Once you do that, everything else is downhill pretty much. We bless you.
Yeah, we'll fall into place.
Yeah.
Life already, what life does, I've been trying to figure it out, catch up to your place. Life is already going to keep doing.
Okay.
Whether you're here
know
or not.
That. Okay. You know what? I feel like spitting gum. I don't think I've ever read this. It's relatively new. Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Just give it a try. I don't think I've ever even read it fully to myself. So this would be fresh for all of us.
Okay.
It's called Keep It 100. I got to keep it real when I write or when I have something to say. I must remind myself to whom this gift belongs. And my words and my tongue may be required of him one day. I'm sure that most of you are humbled that something you write may be used by the Holy God in some way. It amazes me that despite the depths of despair, the talons of terror, the grips of grief, or the myriad of mistakes aligning mankind, our long-suffering God still walks with, abides within, and remains accessible to all who seek his faith. Never tired of covering us with his undeserved grace. Had it not been for his empowering, matchless, perfect agape love, I would have long ago dropped out of this carnal race. Notwithstanding all the reasons he deserves my loyalty and my praise, despite his command to praise and worship his holy name, I shall praise him just because. Just because he first loved me. And I refuse to attempt to love him equally, completely, freely, and honestly. Just because he gave up paradise for me. Just because he bled, hung, and died for me, making salvation once again possible for eternity. Despite the times I yet fail in my walk with him. Despite the unknown number of times he has forgiven me and forgotten my sin. Or when the very mention of his powerful name or many trials and tribulations he enabled me to win. And he is so magnificent. He does this over and over and over and over again. Praise God for all that he will be and has been and ever was. Yes, in my imperfect, reluctant, unworthy way, I shall evermore give God my praise. Just because. And peace.
Yes, sir. Did you just write that? Did you just write that, sir?
No. I wrote that in April 2023.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's still fresh.
I wrote it, but I don't remember ever spitting it anywhere. And I don't remember meeting it over myself, as a matter of fact. I wrote it, let me see, January, February, March, April 30th, 2023.
Well, I know in the beginning you said something like you got to think about the words, whether they're your words or
mm-hmm.
coming from them. So that's the reason why I asked that question, because not that only did it sound like a freestyle, it sounded real genuine, you know, like, yeah, it had me in my moment. Had me in my moment. I know I told you earlier that I didn't have a piece, but it got me motivated
right.
enough to, right? Yeah.
Amen.
To speak up.
Sing. Amen.
So I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
That's it. Yeah. Thank him for giving him. I really don't remember. But so that meant it was written then, and I definitely don't remember ever reading it. But so it must have been written then for today. You know, I
yes,
definitely
sir.
Just avail myself to him many, many times, most times. I mean, there's times when I feel like writing something, so I write my own. But most times, I just allow him to have his way, and at times I wonder, what would I write that for? but that's about as far as it goes because I think there's a reason. And I just add it to the archives. I mean, I add it to the list of pieces that I had. And then when it's time for it to come up, it comes up. And it hit me. It was striking me, each line, bringing it back to reality. Or maybe the emotional state or the mental state that I was in when I initially wrote that, because that thing, it had me in my moment too.
I guess that low-key answered my infamous question.
Mm.
Who was you talking to? Who was you writing that to?
Mm. You know, when I wrote it, I really don't know. But now, and in hindsight, I think I was writing it to me.
That's a good piece. You were writing it to yourself. I adore those that reflect within themselves. Most geniuses talk to themselves. I adore those that, you know, that can actually take the time and reflect on themselves. So writing it down, one is an art, because you see yourself in a certain kind of image. And listening to you when you recite your pieces, it's like you're Picasso in your life, in a sense, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because many of those pieces really, after I go back and I read them and I digest them, they really stem from personal parts of me. And I really put some of me in them. A lot of it is cathartic, actually. Even if it's written as if it was written for someone else, they all include me, you know?
Right.
Yeah, they all are part of me. And are words of wisdom, advice, edification, empowerment, or whatever they may be. For everyone else, they also... those same things for me, even in wake-up calls.
Okay. Yeah, I totally understand. When I write, I try to come from the first person and the third person, you know, at the same time with a message. So I totally understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well put. See? I should have thought of that because then I could save me about 5 or 6 or 7 cents.
Oh, man. Bingo.
But you know what? I want to hear something.
Yes, sir.
That piece just kind of made me pull up. A little Smokey Norfolk. Title, I Need You Now.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms out, I need you to make the way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you.
There it goes. I was sitting here talking about Alonzo underneath the mic. And it was my mic. It was muted. You had to tell myself before you had the chance to. Wow. Alrighty then. Now, as I was saying, we're going to have a real treat.
Alrighty,
oh, man. We got the Roadrunner coming on now. He just ran over here from the clubhouse. But ladies and gentlemen, here is none other than Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, what's going on, baby?
Happy Sunday, Paul Alonzo. I wanted to remind you that that's my job. I'm the one who talks while muted. Yeah, you were pulling me. On me? I was like, I heard nothing after the song ended.
Yeah. I mean,
I
knew you was going to agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Taurus, we're talking while on mute.
I have. Yes, you are. Maybe that's where I learned it.
I'm not a role model. I'm just an adult.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So how's everything? How's the little ones? The little and not so little ones?
That's the crazy thing. They're 11, almost 9 and 7. They're people now. And y'all remember when they were babies.
Yeah.
Right, they got activities after school. The oldest is in the STEM program. You know, it's the program for math and science. So, you know, she may be doing some hidden figures that'll put somebody on another planet.
Okay.
The middle one is in gymnastics and dance and choir. Oh, wait. STEM is also, so Juliana, you know her as Thunder and Lightning. Thunder and Lightning is both. Playing the viola, and she's in the STEM program, and she is also a mentor and or tutor for kids in younger grades, because she's in fifth grade. She tutors three third graders and a second grader.
Out of here.
My little grandson, you know, he's going to be
I'm tired, Gina.
Right. Joshua's going to be all the superheroes rolled into one, but not just that. He's a gentleman. He pulls out chairs and takes coats and holds doors, and he walks on the outside of the sidewalk when he's walking with me, his mom, and sisters, because he's protecting all of us, and he's seven.
Mm.
I call him my little man, and I also say that I call him sir. And when I said it in the barbershop one time, another patron says, "Why do you call a little boy, sir?" I said, "Because he's a boy who will soon be a man. I'll blink, and he'll be a grown-up. But I also want him to understand that for me, calling him sir means that I put him in a place of high esteem, because he's a prince among men. And when he grows up, he'll be a king. And he should always get that kind of love and support from his family first. And I'm leading by example."
Respect.
Bravo. Bravo. You know,
big respect.
That really just hit home. Alonzo, there was a show, I forget, it was on Epiphany, I forget whose show it was, and a question was asked, can a woman raise a male child? And there was some real insightful responses on both sides of the equation. But what Gina just described reminded me so much of the way my mother raised us boys, with those same manners and protective ideals placed in our head, to the point where my great nieces and nephews know this. You know, if the young ladies know that if you're walking with a boy, you make sure, if he don't know no better, you teach him. He walks on the outside. You stop at that door and make him open it for you. Sit in that car and wait until he opens it for you. Don't compromise. And the fact that I hear Gina talking about a young man doing these same things, man, it's awesome. The real important question is, that I brought to that equation was not so much can she, because my mother raised three men, myself and my two brothers. But the question, the more important issue, you know, but that's something for another platform altogether. But Gina, I'm sorry for cutting you off. That young man you got there, I'm happy to see that they're still around.
He's something else. Yeah. So every now and then, like this past Monday, usually my man crush at least once a month is my grandson, because I'm so proud of the man that he's going to be, because I can see it. The handwriting's already on the wall. So I know who he's going to be because he's been raised right. And it's not because of a lack of a father, but the person that fathered my grandchildren was not a good role model or example. And the person that my daughter's with currently ends in the gap. But he has a limited capacity because he has no biological children. So it's the same as being, you know, a regular stepdad, but it's different when you have children of your own. So regardless as to who his male role models are. My brothers are as well. We lost my dad, my stepfather, my grandfather, and most of my uncles. We have three uncles left. But the women are strong, and they're motivated, and they're dedicated, and they worked to retirement at the same job, some of which for more than three decades. They are living examples of what to do in our community. So it's not a gender thing. It's just a necessity that young people have role models in their own family they can look to.
Absolutely. Well said. Well. You seem to have some words of wisdom this evening. So I'm curious to see what words of wisdom you had in the form of poetry.
All right. So I'm going to do a key style because I have a piece that's still relevant today that I wrote a few weeks ago. I wrote this piece. Oh, God, I had so many chapters that I couldn't even, it was beyond my comprehension. And I wrote this piece because of them. Ooh, that's the thing about when I write, I got to find the piece instead of just give it to you. The piece that I wrote, what did I title it? No, not Lonely.
That's the hard part right there.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Here we go. So here it is. I wrote this last month on the 23rd, but I'm going to key style it for you because what I wrote is still, you know, today it's reality. I titled it Death.
Back to yours, please.
Thank you. Death. I lost a ton of people in my life, and some of them aren't even dead. Three in the last few days is what I had stuck in my head. And now it's been more than a couple of weeks later where the numbers have probably been getting greater. I mean, I'm talking about a niece passed away in the last 3 days, and my mother in the poetry community, that was her daughter Kai's oldest child. Her oldest granddaughter was just 23 years of age when she was called home. I don't understand how this can be because she just started to live. I was so proud of her when she graduated from college that I was looking forward to her getting her graduate degree or her PhD in anthropology, which was her vocation. She didn't have a chance to get married or to have children. And that's what makes my heart hurt, the heaviness of grief because of death, because I know that one day it will visit all of us, and eventually, hopefully not too soon, no matter the season that you're in, if you're young, middle-aged, or a senior citizen, tomorrow could be a chance for you to do it all over again if you're on the wake-up call. You need to get things right solo, because when death comes, it's the same as when we're born. By ourselves. Hard times make us believe foolishly that life is ongoing because we survived. But that's untrue. Because when death comes for you, will you have lived righteously? Will you shake in your boots? Will you try to run? You, like I, know death will find us all. I'm getting my affairs in order, y'all. I did so recently because I knew I had to. I put all the important documents that my loved ones would need once I pass away, like my life insurance policy, my photo ID, my birth certificate, my marriage divorces, my divorce decrees, as well as my marriage license, anything and everything that they could possibly need so they could identify themselves as my next of kin. I got my ducks lined in the straight line just in case tomorrow is when I go. Death isn't always painless or easy. Sometimes it's painful and slow. but similar to life, that aspect is always going to be fact. So you never know what it will be like when you come to your demise. I just want to leave something beyond that. Poetry listened to occasionally to be on your playlist, penned by a girl who grew up in Joliet, Illinois, the 815, while visiting Chicago, the 312, often to perform and visit my family, wanting to encourage my famous three grandchildren to become greater creatives daily, hoping and loving a good man in the future for one final time will be part of my destiny, making sure that my daughter sees a strong woman in her mother, because the time and place when death will pay me a visit is unknown. I'm living while alive, struggling while I thrive. My message has become a message before my very eyes, and I hope that someone gets this before I'm gone and I meet my own demise. In peace.
Alonzo, I'm going to let you respond to that because I'm speechless right now.
I am in concur. That piece had me thinking. Just starting off, let me just say thank you for putting my mind and you know, the question I ask everybody, who is you writing that to? I heard you say in the beginning that you wrote this in April, piece of it, and then you said you was going to freestyle. So I asked, who was you speaking to when you put this piece together? Because I got first person, third person, but I don't know, were you dedicating that? Who
would you dedicate that to? I was dedicating that to my survivors, because when someone passes away, the people who are left behind survive you. So I was dedicating it to my survivors, to myself, so I could get myself together, and to everyone listening, because you need to be encouraged to know that while you still have time, get your ducks in a row. So it was everything that you heard, because, yeah, it wasn't that my mind was all over the place. I need everybody to understand it's not just me, it's not just you, it's not just Paul, it's all of us are going to die one day. And do you know where you're going? Do you know what you need to do so that your salvation or the next chapter for you is in order? And also for my grandchildren and my daughter, they'll be my survivors, even if my mother isn't. Because she's my only surviving parent. I don't have any more grandparents. And like I said, my aunts and uncles, the numbers are dwindling. So I'm at the point in my life where I have to look at this with real eyes. People around me are dying at a rapid rate. I need to be where I need to be so that they'll be okay. And it's not just about the life insurance policy. It's about making sure that I'm okay. Because you think that you're doing a good job and you hope that you're in line with God's will, but are you sure? And if this is the day that you need to do that, please do. So, yeah, it's for myself and everyone else.
I'd like to answer. That's a good answer. I was going to ask, too. I mean, I think you kind of answered. You just kind of aimed in a direction at the end of what you were saying right there. As far as, is that a spiritual message? Or are you trying to, as far as when you say you're leaving something for you down the road, like, are you like what a teacher would do? Flesh, you know, of the flesh. So the things you've been through that didn't work, you're saying, you know, this is the way to go about it. Get your ducks in order. Or is
I believe
it a spiritual
that
message?
No, it's each one as well as spiritually. I know that Christians are at war because the devil's really busy and we're under attack and we cannot give into our flesh or our counter beliefs or what our bodies are telling us or what society is telling us, social media. None of those things are going to save you in the end. Because someday I'll stand before my Creator and I have to atone for all the things that I did in my life. Did I do enough and did I live right? And was I according to his will? So these are questions that I have to ask myself spiritually, but mentally and physically. You know, I see so many people not surviving, you know, their cancer or their lung disease, or they have heart attacks and they pass away immediately. Sure, I know lots of survivors, but I also have lost a lot of people with those same conditions. I'm not healthy, not by any means. So I know that that's probably even more important for me to make sure that I'm putting myself, aligning myself with God's will so that I don't have to question what's going to happen to me next. All I can do is provide for my daughter and her children so I can leave a legacy behind and not just money, but so that they can remember me in a positive manner. So it's twofold.
Thank you for the peace. You opened up my he opened up my process thinking to another level.
Thank you. That's how I felt when I wrote it.
That piece.
Mostly. And then like I said, I freestyled the rest, but the part that I wrote, that's where I was. Yeah.
You really couldn't tell where one stopped and the other
that's
began.
What got me over.
Well, I give the disclaimer because if I ever share a piece with you, you'll be like, oh, I think I heard that before. Nah, probably not that, but something like it.
Mm-hmm. But you know what that piece did to me, Gina? It made me want to steal something.
What do you mean?
Anybody else listening, I want you to join in on this if you can. But I'm going to steal something that happened on one of the Tiffany's other shows, where Pharrell would give you some prompts and play some music, and when the music stopped, you had to put your pen down. The music starts, you start writing to the prompts that was given. When the music stops, put your pen down. Then we listen to the pieces that were written. And that's what that piece of yours drew me into wanting to do, Gina. And I have three prompts already written down for that, if you're willing to join us.
Okay, give me the prompts. I want to put my notepad. I'm ready.
Okay. Lonzo, are you with us on this?
Yes, I am, sir.
I was going to say, don't act like your mic is muted now. Okay. Three prompts.
Just trying to be like everybody else. No, but I, as far as the prompt two, like, I did till the freestyle kick in, so, you know, I think you was talking to your children and your grandchildren when the freestyle started kicking in. But when it did, back to the whole spiritual, I was thinking of Proverbs, you know, I mentioned that your children and children's children, that's your crown of that nature. So I was like, she's proud of her lineage, because when you listen to her message, she's trying to, you know, the legacy, the lineage. So that's why I had asked, was it a spiritual message? And when you tapped in, it said you was trying to unveil God's will.
At that point, the scripture didn't come to me, but when you said it, all I could think was, oh, yeah, absolutely, that part. Yes, yes, indeed.
That part.
It was easy for me to just freestyle that part because that's legitimately how I feel in regards to them.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you did say something about you hope that someone got it towards the end of that piece, did you not?
Yes, because it was a message that I needed someone else to receive.
I kind of think that Alonzo got it.
I agree.
Okay, y'all get your pens and paper ready. because I'm going to give you three prompts. The first prompt is my footprint. My footprint. Second prompt.
I'm sorry, my foot what?
That footprint. P-R-I-N-T.
My footprint. Got you.
Yes. And yes, these prompts have to be included in your piece. The second prompt is my purpose. My purpose. And the third and final prompt is my anchor. A-N-C-H-O-R, anchor. I have to spell it out because y'all might not understand me. it's getting closer to me getting my teeth back in, but as of right now, it is what it is. Okay, and I'm going to have two songs. Sorry, what were you thinking, Martha?
Okay, so no, it's my footprint, my purpose, and my anchor.
Yes.
And we have to use all three of them in our piece. Not a problem. I just want to be sure.
Right. Now, two songs I'm going to play. One is like 8 minutes, and the other one is 4 minutes. There's about 13 minutes we're going to have to do this. I'm going to play these two songs. When the second song stops, put your pen down.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. This was a lot of fun. For Real was great at this.
This was some For Real, yeah. What was that, the Soul Cafe? I think it was, wasn't it?
It was at the Soul Cafe. And on Monday evenings, we would pick up our pen. He'd play a track. We'd write a piece. Mm-hmm. And then if he felt like he could call foul on what you claimed to have written during the time allotted, he would do so. But if you felt like it was legit,
that really sounds
yeah. Not only that, but if you couldn't finish in the time that the song played, you had to simply end your piece with saying, and then I took my socks off, because you didn't complete your piece. I took my socks off a couple times.
You know what? Since I'm stealing, we might as well steal it all, right? So, I'm going to play it when the music starts. You,
prefer acquiring. I don't like
that second. What did you say?
I prefer acquiring. Arrival. I don't like
This is going to make us step out of our comfort zone. So
no, I feel like the 8-minute song is long enough, but that's just me, so let's go.
Okay.
I'm ready now.
Okay. We're going to do one
song. We can do one and done.
When that one.
Yeah, because if it's 8 minutes long.
When that one song is finished. There you go. I'm with you on that. I was trying to be generous. But thank you, Gene. Mm-hmm. So the prompts are my footprint, my purpose, and my anchor. And the music stops, put your pen down. If anyone listening, anyone else listening must join in, press 1. So you raise your hand and I'll know that you want to come in with a piece. And pick your pen up and get ready because the clock starts now.
Let our worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and out.
my worship right. Like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he said, I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh Lord, open up and let me in, I'll pour my love. In the window.
outpour my love like a river.
Can you hear me, Paul? I can hear you now.
Yes, yes. Phew. Okay, we got it together now. All righty then. I was saying, everybody put your pens down, but I assume everybody has done that already. And let's see. What order are we going to go in, Mr. Alonzo, going first? And actually, you did say you were ready before I even played the music, did
you? Yeah.
I was ready as well.
Look at this. Look at, okay, we're going to do this then. Mr. Alonzo.
I'm always down with peace first.
I know that's right. We're going to go Mr. Alonzo, then we're going to go Gina, and then I'll pull up the rear. Unless I get laryngitis, because after the two you go, I might have some laryngitis. won't be able to talk, but we'll see as we go on, okay? So, remember, the prompts are my footprint, my purpose, and my anchor. And Mr. Alonzo, the mic is yours.
Sitting here with my cup and drink, analyzing all my thoughts and all the voices that I thank for being my anchor, my savior, the one that makes me realize when I make a mistake here. My purpose is to serve those that feel worthless with my service. Dedicate to this work on this earth. This is what I know. Loyalty, honesty, respect is how we grow. And peace.
These footprints of mine, I pray to leave a permanent footprint, not simply in the soil or sand, but embedded in the hearts and minds of the people who survive me. My purpose, you see, is to share encouragement through poetry for all of them and you, My village is my anchor, holding me steady in a rapidly changing world that's in need of God's kingdom to take place on earth as it is in heaven. I leave each purpose-filled step to remind my anchors to hold fast even after I've passed. In peace.
In this moment, it's in the lives of human beings. Life has truly become an uncertainty. It got me thinking, what, after I'm gone, will people think of me? What, through my words and actions, are remembered? By my presence here on earth, what kind of message was sent? What would be my footprint? To take it a little deeper, why was I born? What's the real reason that I'm here? What is my purpose? Tell me, Lord. Why have you allowed me to survive? What must I do to honor why you keep me alive? Especially knowing all the weight I've placed upon myself. Battles with addiction, short temper, whole sinful me. All my unanchored stuff, and yet you still love me. I shall praise you, Lord, for eternity. Wow. That turned out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
What you think, Gina?
Oh, it would help if I took myself off mute. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged and uplifted, guys. Yeah, it was excellent. I think that we understood the assignment and fulfilled it. Thank you for the three prompts and playing a long enough song for us to get those pieces out. Yeah, I remember those days. Those were great days. This is a great day, too. Thank y'all so much. You made my Sunday.
It was fun. Thank you.
All right, Pastor Paul Alonzo, I can't hear anything.
I can't either. I thought I was just the only one.
No, it was just me. I got there in silence. I was going to let y'all know it's time for me to dish up dessert for the moms before they go to bed. I'll probably be here for another hour or so. I eat food at bedtime, and they eat, you know, dessert. But I don't have
to wait. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, it's always they always have something. Cake pie, cookies, ice cream, you name it. I'm lactose intolerant. I don't have a sweet tooth, so I usually have a piece of fruit. So that's what I'm going to do. But I want to thank you guys. This has been a blessed Sunday for me. I am encouraged and uplifted, and to start my week off right.
Thank you so much
for calling me,
Gina.
Thank you. Yes, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Did. I like hanging out with my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So you tell the three youngins, I send my love and my prayers, and I hope to hear from you real soon, Gina.
I look forward to it. They got school pictures coming, so I'll be putting them out there on social media and see how they progress. My grandson wishes that he lost his
tooth. I definitely want to see that.
But he hasn't yet. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless. Absolutely.
God bless.
God willing. Yes. That was a lot of fun. But let me see. We're coming up to closing. So I was going to play some music, but before I even think about that, I want to just let anybody listening know that if you're curious about who it is that we have so much fun with and in honor of, who it is that we praise on this platform, hit us up. We'd be sure to impart upon you the ways for you to find the truth for yourself. If you can't believe nobody's word, you got to find it out for yourself. Okay? But we'd be sure to more than happy to discuss it. And, if you're in the market for some fly, unique jewelry, go to that thing called Facebook and look up Raw Links. And your prayers will have been answered. You know that 319-527-6300 is the number to dial at 9 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and back here again on Sunday with Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. There's always something to stimulate your mind or to just soothe your soul or to make you think a little. Just give us a call. That's Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Mr. Alonzo, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't be me or the me that y'all accuse me of being if I didn't do so. Shut up. I got somebody here in the room with me, and he's sitting there under his breath talking about throw somebody under the bus. I don't know where this reputation came from. I really don't. Because I can neither confirm nor deny any of those allegations. But with that being said, my brother, would you like to give us your final remarks and then pray us out?
Yes, actually, you know, for those that are listening on the West Coast, earlier Brother Paul had mentioned that this is at 9 o'clock for those that are listening on the West Coast. That's 6 o'clock our time. So, also, when you call in, don't forget to push the 1. That way we know that you want to chime in to be heard. And as he mentioned, there's something for every day of the week. So, being that it's Sunday, we are gathered today in the Spirit. We're gathered every day in the Spirit. But we also have the flesh. And there is no denial on this platform. We do our push-ups and face the truth. So with that being said, I appreciate everybody that's tuned in, that's listening. Call in next week, do the same thing. And we're going to keep this thing going. And on that note, I'm done. And then if you want for me to pray us out, I can do that too there, sir. Bow our heads.
Tell one more person. Tell one more.
Heavenly Father, thank you for another day that you've created, for allowing us to rejoice in your name, allowing us to gather amongst ourselves to speak about you and to have understanding, to have that love for one another. May we leave this platform today with your voice in our minds and in our hearts, out there in the world, doing your will. May we grow together. In your name I pray. Amen.
Tell one more person. Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom, there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, your God. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King,
now unto the King,
eternal.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
Come on and help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy.
Yeah. Options are few.
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn.
Take me to the King.
am overwhelmed because of you. You still win me over.
Every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning. Your love never changes.
Thank you. of you that are going through. For those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
yeah.
lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in His hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in His hands. Listen.
He sees. And He shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes.
Sometimes you wonder why
He allows you to go through
what you go through.
What you go through.
Listen.
Shares your
pain.
Good place to slip up those hands and give Him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with Him. That's a good place to bless Him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day.
Even
when the sun is up, yes, it is. And from the top of your
lungs,
you
shout.
Oh. What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
He
has His
hand.
He has
His
hand. Yes,
He
does. He said, I'll see you through. And when you cry, for He will,
provide.
He will provide. Yes, He will, yes, He will. Just know
He
has His hand on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost in no home. They keep telling.
I'm
high.
He will.
I know you. Just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand.
And the problems, some great and some small. You being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in
me from them all.
Still can't.
fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you, you, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me, the Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord is my light and salvation.
I will see.